Oops. Sorry, everybody. Welcome to Remix Tape. This is Lindsay Ceballos. You are listening to WJRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Thank you for tuning in to Remix Tape. Sarah is not here. We have our intern, Peter.
Hello.
Hello. Peter is here. And we have our illustrious guest, Andy Uzendowski.
Hello.
Want to say, by way of an introduction, Andy, say something about yourself.
I'm originally from Minnesota. Lived in Austin for about a decade.
All right, Minnesota.
Is this a high five for Minnesota connection?
Minnesota, no right. Connection, but I'm just excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be on the East Coast for the first time. I'm living for the first time on the East Coast in my life this year. So
cool. Happy to be here. Yeah, love the East Coast. I'm also not from here originally, but love it. Okay. So again, this is our show. We bring you rad bad mixes from the community, from the campus community, from Easton. And so Andy is here today with a very special theme, very close to the heart of our current location and the college universe. Want to say a little bit, set up your mix theme, Andy, and we can hear the first couple tracks from it.
Well, my theme is music I listened to while I was in college. I figured, as this is a college radio station and a college radio show, I would talk about what I listened to when I was in college, which was feels like a long time ago.
Would you like to say?
15 years ago I started, so.
Whoa.
And I took 5 years to graduate, so I had an extra year of music to process as I prepared for this show, so.
Nice, an extra 5 years.
Yes, but an extra year to process. I do want to say I'm going to cheat, and my first song is actually from high school.
Whoa.
But it's leading me in to college.
Right, that makes sense. I mean, when I heard that, because we're contemporaries, so when I saw this first, we're not doing the reveal yet, you're going to have to, we'll talk about it later. But when I heard this song, I immediately thought of high school.
Yep.
And then I was confused how old you were. So I understand, totally understand the logic. So we are going to get back with Andy to talk about a myriad of things. One of the things is that I haven't mentioned, this is a very special episode, this being a vinyl mixtape episode. So majority of Andy's tunes are being shuffled around by us on our two WJRH turntables.
So have patience.
It might there might be some lag time, but we want to talk about the effect of doing a mixtape, doing a mix with vinyl. There's something kind of cumbersome and laborious about it.
There's a tangibility to it.
There's a tangibility to it.
It's the mechanism.
That's right. So we're going to start. We're going to play the first three tracks from Andy's mix. Bear with us. We're going to have that up shortly on the turntable.
Put me in an awkward situation. riots in Gothenburg in the summer of 2001. Boy, we sure had fun. I held your hand so proud. It was shaking from what I learned was doubt. In the warm summer sun, and I saw my face on a screen. They filmed us from a helicopter, the most frightened face I've seen. Red in the face like a lobster. Do you remember the riots in Gothenburg in the summer of 2001? Boy, we sure had fun down the avenue. The black crew are throwing rocks at the cops, and everything stopped. They started a bonfire a couple of days prior. I wanted to do that too. Burn down the avenue, and I saw my face on a screen. They filmed us from a helicopter, the most frightened face I've seen. Red in the face like a lobster, and your hand slipped out of mine. I couldn't see no love in your eye, and I knew what I had to do. Burn the avenue. I'm not a political fighter, and I don't even have a cigarette lighter, but I wanna see that fire. I just wanna see that fire. I just wanted to see that fire. Burn down the avenue. Remember the riots in Gothenburg in the summer of 2001? Boy, we sure had fun.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Remix Tape. We're here to talk about the first three tracks of Andy's mix. So these songs were Next Lifetime, Erykah Badu, I'm a Pretender, The Exploding Hearts, Do You Remember the Riots, Jens Lekman, with a Swedish pronunciation. Yes. I hope. If my Swedish teacher is listening, I'm sorry if I failed you. But she's also Finnish. Hello, Sara. That's my shout out, my international shout out. So maybe, Andy, just we can talk about these first three tracks, how they gelled for you, where they came from. I also think we should return to the question of just the pain of the 70s DJ. Yes. And then loop back to the mix theme of college, why it's important.
All right.
Yeah. An origin story of sorts.
Yes. Well, I wanted to start off with Erykah Badu because it was the summer before I began college. We were jamming to that. And actually, I discovered that because my CD player was stolen in high school, in the high school parking lot. It was just someone busted the window and took the CD player out. And I was like, no, what
that
am I gonna
messed up.
What am I gonna listen to on the way to and from school? Because I had all these CDs.
They smashed your window.
They smashed my window. And then that afternoon I got home and I was like, I need tapes. Yeah. I didn't have any tapes anymore. So I ran into my brother's room and I just took all the tapes I could find. And then I brought them into my car and I just threw them in a bag. And then the first tape I took out I put in and it was Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
I hadn't gotten in there, but I just put the tape in, and then I was transfixed. And me and my buddy, who would drive to school every day, we listened to this nonstop for months. Yeah. We just couldn't stop. We were just like, this is the jam. This record, and then she came out with a live record like 6 months after because she was so confident.
Yeah.
She came
right.
out with her first solo record and then a live record months later. People were like, you don't do a live record off only one record. She's like, I'm the best. Yes.
Erykah Badu, yeah.
So that's and then that's what I listened to up until the first week of undergrad. I still jammed with her throughout undergrad, but then undergrad started and then more records came in.
Right. Wow. And then what about this transition to Exploding Hearts? What's your relationship to this band?
Well, I definitely got into a lot of punk in my undergrad. But I also like really enjoyed that mix of pop punk, so like power pop and
right,
punk.
Right.
And I've always felt that they express that marriage the best of like the punk sensibility, but also this love of melody and this love of, you know, quick 2-minute songs that have strong verse chorus, but you also have this punk vibe to it. So I always think of the Exploding Hearts, you know, when I think of my favorite, you know, power pop punk or pop punk or whatever you might want to call
and it's
it.
It's a great song. It's classic. And then we get Lekman. And did you get interested in him in college as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you very political in college?
I think I like that song particularly because it captures going to these protests. Mm-hmm. But it also captures how, like, when you would go to the protest in undergrad, and you protest the administration, you were also flirting with girls and trying to fall in love at the same time. And it was all mixed together, being political and being cool and falling in love and trying to impress that lady. So there was that song really captures that mixture of, you know, you're an undergrad, you want to be a political agent, but you also want to talk to cute girls.
So. Right.
We just realized that my mic wasn't on the entire time.
Oh.
Now Peter ruined it by... We could have been smooth about that,
well,
Peter.
Andy was going to be responding
could
to
have
questions.
Been smooth. No, I think you can hear him. Are these mics are so powerful that we can all hear each other. Okay. I know. It's all like, right. Whoa, back it up. Not really. But so I guess in the... there isn't as much flurry of activity here with switching between our turntables here over in the booth at WJRH, but there's about to be, and this is the challenge of the. Why would anyone do a vinyl mixtape, Andy?
Are we crazy?
I
mean, is everyone crazy? We did request this from you, but
you've been lugging these around all day.
Yeah,
you have a tote bag with you here in the studio, a red tote bag that's filled to the brim with vinyls, and you very dutifully carried it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have like a giant Ryan Adams like.
It's Mondo. It's Mondo.
Like,
oh my
like
God.
10 pounds. Yeah, I just kept imagining this tote bag breaking in the middle of the street. And then I was going to be an undergrad again, being embarrassed in front of everyone. And it was just going to...
Vinyl polychloride so shattered all over the sidewalk.
So fitting. Those college memories of dropping things and being embarrassed.
But definitely be grateful for your phones and you can hold 7 million songs on them because, man, in the 70s, in the 60s... You had to lug these things around?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, and you got two turntables to be like, shifting it. And you're not just playing record. You're not just playing a whole album. You know what I mean?
I recently inherited a 70s turntable and set of speakers from my dad. And it's massive. It's about half the size of the desk in the WJRH studio. And I don't actually have the surface area in my room to set it up. So it's just sort of on my floor. It's very sad. But there's a sense of proportion to vinyl that I think we've lost touch with.
It's true.
But that's awesome to get it in Underdex. I didn't actually get my vinyl until I was in grad school is when I started my collection. So
because now it's such a it's kind of like a thing, a privileged hobby, I think. Yeah. It's not easy necessarily to start. No. I mean, it takes effort to start a vinyl collection. And to care about your equipment.
The specter of the dreaded H word is looming, and I think we should steer clear. We should steer clear there.
Right.
I think we should, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have
that.
That's a different topic. It would take away from Andy's theme of college, which is pre-vinyl. We're doing a vinyl of a theme that is essentially pre-vinyl, according to your biography.
Yes, that's accurate.
Wow. Yeah.
You blew my mind. I'm going to be thinking about
my mind, yeah, too. That. I'm trying to adjust to it.
Yeah.
So while we're adjusting, after I just blew everyone's mind, hopefully we'll blow more minds following up with the next couple tracks. We're going to play from Andy Zendosky's college theme, undergrad theme mixtape. And then we're going to come back talking more about that theme.
See you on the other side.
Stay with us. You're listening to WJRH.
return with a slam. I said thank you for your interest, young man. While preparing his soul for a perilous slide in the crime, he had decided that he would err on the side of divine. Being told this was wise, that they'd be paid back with interest in due time. We'll be right back.
jaded. One up. What? Listen, yo. Yeah. I grew up in the 1980s in a four-bedroom house. My family, my grandma, three or four aunties, uncles and brothers, in and out of prison daily. Certain time when there was no heat, we stay under covers. There was life like you never seen. Granny taking extra paper in. Come dinner time, it was tipping 18. Boil a big pot of water on the stove to take a bath. Rub my face with olive oil. All my mates used to laugh. Providing. I seen £50 last for 3 months solid. I got my first pair of nights, we were still eating porridge. Me and my cousin used to play Melanchim, practicing dancing, coming down the stairs and ting. I touched Africa and came back darker, knowing myself, feeling my roots a little bit harder. 1980, yeah, that God made me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Remix Tape. This is Lindsay Ceballos. I'm here with
Peter Todaro.
Hello. Our illustrious intern. And we are here with our guest, Andy Zandotsky. he's here with us too. You just heard Miracle Drug by AC Newman, 16 Maybe Less, Iron and Wine, and Calexico. And then we finished off that set of this larger set with 1980 by Estelle. It's hope really, that really hope that took you back a little bit. Yes. All right. So college.
College. So I mean, such a multi-genre, three songs there. I mean, is this a reflection of your college listening tastes? Basically, I'm asking how was college, Andy?
yeah. In college, you want to explore your tastes. So
for sure, yeah. This demonstrates that.
Yes. But yeah, college was good. So I started off with AC Newman. I'm a huge fan of this AC Newman solo record. Also, the New Pornographers are his supergroup band that is centered around him. And I listened to a lot of New Pornographers, a lot of AC Newman, a lot of Nico Case, a lot of Destroyer throughout all of college. And they are represented by AC Newman in this mix. But when I put on AC Newman, I'm thinking of all of that super Canada indie rockness.
Arcade Fire. Arcade Fire? Or not really?
I'm not sure what their friendship is, but they are also Canadian rockers.
But French-Canadian, sort of.
Although Wynn Butler is from Houston, Texas. So, you know, because I used to live in Texas, I still want to claim, kind of, because Wynn always claims she's Canadian. And I'm like, well, you're Canadian Texan.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Canada-Texan.
Look at the band. Canadians and American music. I mean, it is complicated. Neil Young, talking about Joni Mitchell. Anyway.
That's actually a good point. All those bands are fantastic. Mm. New pornographers, because Nico is from the Northwest, the U.S. side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the band. And then... Arcade Fire, which is maybe the greatest contemporary band from my college, but I thought I wouldn't play it because, well, we all know Arcade Fire.
So. Well, we're familiar, and we got what we got instead are some pretty awesome tracks. And so, how did you get interested in New Pornographers, Nico Case, in college? Do you remember? On our last episode, we talked a lot about how music has a place as well as a time.
Did you go to school near Canada? Where did you go to school?
Our state does touch
Canada.
Went to the University of Minnesota, which is in Minneapolis, right in the city. So it was an interesting experience to go to a big state school, because usually big state schools are out in the country, but this one was right in the middle.
Right.
Actually, it crosses the Mississippi River, and it's on St. Paul and Minneapolis at the same time, because Minnesotans are very... you know, humble and nice, and they're like, well, we can't put the campus in one city because then the other city would feel bad. So we have to share the campus with St. Paul and Minneapolis. So
nice of them.
It's not the University of Minnesota and Minneapolis. It's the University of Minnesota and Minneapolis, St. Paul, or the Twin Cities, etc. But
sharing is caring.
In Minnesota, yeah.
And they originate that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
But then who introduced you to these things? Did you just find this music?
Yeah, I think Nico Case was around.
Yeah.
And you just would hear it, you know.
Right.
She was she kind of permeated from all sorts of corners. But AC Newman, I remember when this album came out and it got a couple good reviews, and I don't know, I just saw the cover. It was like a tree and a tiger nose or something, and I was like, I gotta get this. And I remember
tiger nose.
2004 I just listened to this the whole summer. This was like 2004, sounded exactly like this. And I think this sound really also encapsulates a lot of what indie rock was doing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also with the Calexico and Iron the Wine, you get a good sound for what indie rock was representing with, you know, to a certain extent, that organic kind of stripped down sense of, you know, especially with Iron Wine and Calexico, and really getting back to that kind of song-based craft. But also both of these bands in very different ways are very smart lyrically. AC Newman's got these weird lyrics that never quite make sense, but actually make sense in a million different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But he puts a lot of time into his lyrics in the same way with Iron Wine, obviously. He's that's probably, you know, you could argue his best talent. And then Calexico, which is kind of like the band. They're all incredibly talented, but anyways,
that's a great track.
I thought both of them together kind of captured that U.S. indie rock and college rock sound. I mean, both of these, that's another thing to mention, is both of these bands were played a lot in college radio stations. And then I finished with Estelle, which was the British, you know, kids were listening to hip-hop, and also in the mid-aughts there was a lot of British hip-hop that was coming across the pond, and I remember just being really excited at hearing what all of these new artists were doing based out of London, whether it was Estelle or whether it was The Streets or Busy Rascal or whoever. And I thought Estelle captures a little bit of that hip-hop R&B influence, from a different perspective. And then a couple years later, Estelle would do a song with Kanye, if y'all remember. I remember listening to that and be like, wow, Britain and the U.S. have
merged,
came together
for,
I think it was American Girl.
American Boy, American Girl. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. I almost played that, but I was like, 1980's better.
Yeah. I agree. I love the story of 1980.
Yeah.
Love the reference to Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk when we come back about Andy's college radio experience. I think that's worth mentioning since he just mentioned a couple of these artists in the last set were played on college radio. And so we're going to hear the next couple songs on this list. But first, a public service announcement. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses. Through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many lives can be saved. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape. Now the next tracks of Andy's mix.
It hurts with every Will sings like John, going back to California. Will is the west coast with me. Will is a passage of plenty. Will is a good friend of mine. Spend a whole lot of my time. The lemon tree, it laughs at me. It's growing beautifully. The little vine, it won't unwind, and it'll wrap your whole in time. Now let's have a glass of wine. Now let's have another glass of wine. This is the water in which we wade, and this is our father. This is how we strayed. This is the wind, and this is the breeze.
Drug or not, no rocket, rocket launch. We'll be right back.
was unprepared for that.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Welcome back to Remix Tape. We're really glad to have you. We're here with Andy. You just heard from him the next group of songs from his mix, starting with Every Heartbeat, Robin, Scandinavian Princess, Will Is My Friend, Devendra Banhart, and Dragonaut by Black Mountain. So, Peter, what are we wanted to ask Andy something special.
Did we?
Yeah.
Something special.
About college radio.
About college radio. What was your experience with college radio? You DJ'd? You were participating in college radio. Did you have your own show?
I did not have my own show, and I did not technically DJ. I was actually on the news team.
You're on the news
team. So I delivered the news to the people.
Yeah, man. That's important in our time.
Yeah.
It's in our time. Yeah.
So on Monday mornings at like 5:30 in the morning,
yikes,
I would wake up because I have to get there at 6 a.m. and start delivering the news because, you know, news is most important early in the morning from like the 6 to 9 a.m. slot.
Exactly. While people are drinking coffee.
Yes.
They're primed. Right.
And this was, you know, 2001, 2002. We didn't have fancy phones and people relied more on the radio waves for their news. It was like, you know, 1904. No, but, you know, there was responsibility and it was very fun. And I wanted to get involved with DJing in undergrad, but at the University of Minnesota, there's like 60,000 students and there's like a 3-year wait.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to wait 3 years. And then I'm like, is there any other option? I'm like, well, you could do the news. There is no wait. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
Because of the news.
And then I was able to get on the radio immediately and hang out with all the cool DJ kids. But I didn't have to wait in line, and I could still get free CDs and all that jazz. And I actually really enjoyed delivering the news.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you like about it?
Well, I kind of got to write my own news. So
yeah.
I would create 5 to 10 minute segments. I would go on the Associated Press wire and pick up a bunch of news stories, and then I would string them together. And then I'd also fill in my own either, you know, perspectives. But I'd also often ask my friends their opinions on the news stories. And then I'd quote them in my news stories on air. Be like, local gopher, the Minnesota Gophers, that's our mascot. So we'd be like, local gopher Brett Lewis thinks about the Iraq War. ...
Right.
Or was fellow that undergraduate Stephen says this, and so I would include my friends' opinions, and I thought it was relevant because
sure
they were on campus, and it was just hilarious to do that. But so
I noticed a little bit of a voice change there. That was you getting back into your newscaster presence.
That's
before our eyes.
I think it's part of. I think part of it is just that Andy has become a DJ for real. This time, because he's been helping us shuffle between our two turntables with exemplars from his record collection. So you are a DJ now, Andy.
We're bestowing
You've
that title
become
on you,
a DJ.
Whether you like it or not.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This DJ is, Andy it. U, even college edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's my name?
Andy U.
DJ.
Like University of Andy. Right? I don't know. Just that we can work on that one. Yeah.
And what are your guys' DJ names?
I actually don't have a DJ name, but Lindsay.
We don't have them and we're not allowed to.
Lindsay has a DJ name. We won't tell you. We'll save that for a later date, perhaps.
That's a big reveal.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Next season, maybe?
Yeah, we'll talk maybe about next that. Season. We can work on that.
Yeah.
So, college radio, did any of these songs first occur to you as a person on college radio, or appear to you, rather? The songs that we just heard, Andy, Robin, which, by the way, interesting choice. Just plopping a dance mix in there, dance song.
Yeah. I was looking at what dance tunes to put on here, and I was choosing between Robin or Robin and Robin or Robin and Robin and Usher. I also listened to a lot of Usher.
I loved Usher.
I remember when that song came out. And Confessions, by the way, that was like
loved
deep.
Confessions. I know, man. It was. That was like his life, or it seemed like it was.
Jeez.
I'm not really sure. Sorry,
that was
Usher.
That was with R. Kelly.
Sorry,
I
Usher,
listened to that as
that
a kid. I was way too young to be listening to that. And
yes.
I did listen to that.
R. Kelly also rules.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really?
Anyway, this is a separate conversation.
So, from the person, Usher was on the cutting block. or whatever that phrase, I think that's the right phrase.
Yeah. Anyways,
chopping block.
Actually. Chopping block.
Not the cutting block.
The slicing block.
But I did consciously want to have some kind of dance.
Yeah.
But Robin was the go-to dance DJ of my undergrad and graduate, and still today, still the dance queen that I turn to. Although I am a big ABBA fan as well.
Who isn't?
Yeah.
Again, the Scandinavian culture is flowing through this mix, and I hope it's reaching you, dear listeners.
It's the Minnesota influence.
It's the Minnesota influence. Yeah. I grew up in Pacific Northwest. A lot of Scandinavian folks out there. Shout out to PNW. So now my transition from talking about regions. We are going to hear the last three songs from Andy's mix, and return to the question of vinyl collecting. And then we're going to wrap up our show, sadly, because it's coming to a close very soon. So please enjoy the next three tracks from Andy's mix.
For the layer and the dregs of my bed. sunny space to encase whatever weird way my mind goes. And know I'll be safe in these arms. When you're holding me, we make a pair of parentheses. There's plenty space to encase whatever weird way my mind goes. And know I'll be safe in these arms. There's something in the deli aisle that makes you cry. Of course I put my arm around you and I'll walk you outside. Sliding doors, why would I mind? Something in the deli aisle makes you cry. Of course I put my arm around you and I'll walk you outside. Through the sliding doors, why would I mind? You're not a baby if you feel the world. All other babies, they can feel the world.
Brian Adams, you deserve applause. That's all I'm saying. That was the last three tracks from Andy's mix, starting with The Greatest, Cat Power, parentheses by The Blow, and Dear Chicago live version. Live at Carnegie Hall, 2014, Andy?
Yes.
From Ryan Adams. So, do you want to say anything about the last three songs?
Well, I thought it was appropriate to end with Ryan Adams, as I listened to him nonstop my entire undergraduate experience.
Yeah.
The first month of undergrad, his second album came out, Gold. And then I think he released like, what, 6, 7 albums in undergrad? I mean, whether it was Gold and Demolition and Love Is Hell and Rock and Roll and 29 and Cold Roses and Jacksonville.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess that's 7. Yeah, so a lot of high school or college memories around that. And Heartbreaker came out the year before, so, you know, essentially there was like 8 records to enjoy, plus all of the bootleg records. I mean, there was at least 3 records there that didn't even come out that you could get online. So
yeah,
Ryan Adams was like the soundtrack to my life.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
That's interesting. You know, last week Ben Cohen ended his mix with Fish, which has always been, it's always been close to his heart and a very formative band for him. And you also ended with somebody I think that has perhaps more meaning to you than the sum total of the artists you organized before Ryan Adams, but maybe I'm speculating. It's a special place in a mix, the last track, right? Something to consider.
Absolutely, yeah. And I guess before we wrap up, I think we would have been remiss to not ask you about sort of your own, you know, from your like trajectory of collecting vinyls from your undergrad, you know, experience till today, given that this is our inaugural vinyl episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, vinyl collecting has been a rewarding experience. I started collecting after undergrad, but one thing that was nice about it is as I started collecting records from undergrad, my undergrad experience, it was like returning to them new, you know, and I got that experience of like buying a record again for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, that might sound cheesy, but it was also, it's been fun to see how I get excited to re-get these records. And when they're reissued on vinyl, because a lot of these records were not released on vinyl. I mean, 2001 was like the nadir of like selling vinyl. I mean, maybe like 99 was maybe the worst or something, but it was very hard to find vinyl at that point. And so it's fun that now, over the last 3 or 4 years, a lot of these records from my undergrad experience have been reissued on vinyl for the first time. And so again, it's like they're being re-released and I can return to them 10, 15 years later. So that's one of the things vinyl recording in terms, in relationship to my undergrad experience, how it's been kind of fun to reactivate and to rediscover these things. Otherwise, it's just fun to go to a record store and not know what you're going to find. Because part of the fun of shopping for vinyl is you don't have all universal access like you do in Spotify or iTunes. Like,
sure.
You are going to get what's there at the store. And you go through the bins and you don't know what you're going to find. I remember when I got my first Robert Redford Wolves record. So it's just Wolves making wolf noises. Ooh. And I was like, I got to buy this. It was like 80 cents.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what vinyl's for, to get wolves.
That's exactly
making
true.
Noises. And Robert Redford occasionally goes, and that was the wolf.
Whoa.
Siberius X from Lake Superior. He has a special haul.
I mean, you can find curiosities.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Rare things like that.
It's like going to a used bookstore, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's,
maybe
it's a similar experience.
You never know what you're going to find.
Perhaps sans wolves in a used bookstore.
I usually make myself buy one record from someone I don't know who they are. Just like a surprise.
Sure.
This record looks awesome. I just bought this record of, I can't remember his name, but he was a folker from New Mexico who had a spaceship on the cover. Was it Jeff Cook, I think? He played guitar for Linda Ronstadt, but I was like, folk dude from New Mexico in front of a singing songs about UFOs, I'm buying that. I don't know what this is. Never heard of the guy.
It's a done deal.
And then on the internet, I discovered, you know, he's like been retired since like 1974, because this wasn't a big hit, folk music's about UFOs from New Mexico, but anyways.
I mean, why not? Digress. Yeah. Well, this is why we have records. That music can live on, like you said. Yeah, reissues, yeah. Or just finding cool stuff when you, where you don't expect to find it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there is a regional specificity to searching for vinyl. Like when I go to Philly and you find certain like Philadelphia soul R&B records that you'll only find in Philly, or most likely find in Philly. And when you're in Texas searching for vinyl, you find just the not only amazing country records, but you find a lot of Northern Mexico, Chicano, Mexican music that those vinyls are circulating in that area. So there's also something very regional about record stores. And then, you know, in Minnesota, you'll find certain kind of Minnesota folkers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
That's true.
That's amazing.
So, Andy, thanks a million for being on the show and for carting all of your records here to play for us. This has been really fun, and we enjoy talking with you.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah.
Thanks so much. This has been Remix Tape, bringing you rad by mixes from the Greater Easton community. Got a public service announcement, and then we're out. This is your first chance for a second chance. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. So just a quick announcement about our show next week, March 9th, same time, same place, 12 to 1 p.m. On Thursday. We are going to have a mixtape from Will Gordon, and Sarah's going to be back co-hosting. It should be an awesome conversation and a great mix. So this has been, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Stay rad.
Or bad.
Day to day.